Okay, Angie? Good morning, Angie, are you there? Y'all just bear with us.
Technology.
Know,
we love
awesome?
Technology.
Well, okay. Angie obviously is having some trouble unmuting herself, so I'm going to read these amazing accolades this morning of our speaker. This fabulous lady joined Mary Kay and started her business in February of 1988. She earned her very first new Mary Kay car in 5 months from then, so by August or less of that year, she earned her first car. She was a company record breaker for DIQ with over 31,000 in production in 1 month. During her DIQ, 31,000 in 1 month. Wow. She has been a powerful pink Cadillac status for 25 years. $500,000 unit club her very first year as a director, receiving a 4.5-carat diamond ring. Gloria completed the circle of excellence at the $600,000 unit club and earned the start of many all-expense-paid vacations, including London, England, Bermuda, New York, Munich, Germany, and Vienna, Austria, Greece, Spain, Paris, Milan, Italy, Portugal, Hawaii, Switzerland, Venice, Alaska, and Vancouver. And each of those years, she also received a 3, a 4, or a 5-plus carat diamond ring and other amazing dream gifts. 2014 was the 18th year that Gloria led her personal magic unit to the $1 million circle of excellence, the fourth time at the $2 million level that her personal unit has four times reached $2 million or more. This level of achievement gave her a 3.5-carat diamond watch, 4 5-carat diamond rings, and a diamond ring for her husband, a $3,000 check plus a $5,000 bonus each year as a director. Her personal, gosh, this was amazing, her personal unit broke another company record for unit size at 1,045 unit members. Wow. 1,045. Gloria's unit also holds the company record for the most new team members in 1 month, and that's, are y'all ready for this? Buckle your seatbelts. 384 new team members in 1 month. Debuting as a national, Gloria and Ken have been on 13 national trips, traveling to the Greek Isles, Istanbul, Turkey, Spain, 13 days in Italy, France, Monaco, and Spain on the brand new Seven Seas Voyager cruise ship, Sardinia, Italy, then Switzerland, New York City with a Bermuda cruise. She also cruised to Paris, Sweden, Denmark, and Russia, vacationed in Prague, the Czech Republic, and Vienna, Australia, cruising the British Isles, Venice and Milan, Italy, Budapest, and another Greek islands cruise, including Istanbul, Turkey, Shanghai and Beijing, China, Hong Kong, Macau, and Bangkok. And this year, they enjoyed 14 days in Hawaii. Since January of 2007, Gloria has trained internationally in China, Russia, Mexico, Spain, Australia, New Zealand, United Kingdom, South Africa, and Kazakhstan. A Mary Kay multimillionaire with over $9 million in earnings, her highest monthly combined income for 1 month was over $112,000 in 1 month. I feel like I just crossed, you know, a marathon. Mary Gloria achieved the highest position in Mary Kay as an Inner Circle National. Only four national sales directors reached this position within their first NSD year, and she was one of those four. And within 18 months after debuting as a national, she debuted 6 offspring national sales directors, and they are National Sales Director Pamela Cheek, Senior National Sales Director Kim Walker, NSD Chrisette Wellis, NSD Ellis, I'm sorry, Chrisette Ellis, NSD Sabrina Goodwin-Mundy, NSD Natalie Prevett-Jones, and Senior NSD Nora Sharif. Gloria broke a company record by achieving Elite Executive National Sales Director faster than anyone in our company's 51-year history, and there are only 3 women in the U.S. that hold this position of Elite Executive Senior. She and her wonderful husband, Ken, share 4 grown adult children. Keenan, 33, a computer whiz and an IT specialist. Kenya, 31, a beautiful mother of three. Juliana, 29, a graduate of Spelman College, president of her own company, Faced Forward, and a professional makeup artist and educator. She also has makeup application classes for Mary Kay all over the nation. And Chauncey, 28, married to the lovely Erica, is a graduate of Purdue University and the University of Michigan Law School, magna cum laude. He passed both the Maryland and the D.C. bar on his very first attempt, and he is an attorney in Detroit. Please join me in welcoming 13-time Inner Circle National, number one in the Emerald Division, and number three in the nation, Elite Executive Senior National Sales Director Gloria Mayfield Banks.
Cindy, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for the introduction. Okay, let me just start this off with thanking Cindy, my girlfriend, for asking me to be on this call this morning. When she talked to me about it, I was very excited about it. And then she called me last week as a very brilliant girlfriend, and I answered the phone, and it was Cindy. I was like, oh, my God, did I forget the call? And she's like, no, it's today. So I'm very excited that it wasn't when you first called me, because I would have totally messed it up. But now I am ready. I am so ready to teach this class. I'm very excited, Cindy, for your vision, for your passion, for the women who want to go to London, and for those who want to do something big. What Cindy asked me to do was talk to you guys about thinking big and making these next 6 months count. I first want to tell you that I want for you more than anything to have a girlfriend like Cindy Fox in your life and the other nationals who pulled together and poured into you on these calls. Cindy has been, to me personally, an incredible visionary superstar who's been there. I've seen her speak. But what I've loved about Cindy is when I get to sit at the table with her, and the love for the Lord just shines through her in everything that she does, and her deep passion. I mean, we were on supposed to be a two-second conversation right last week, and we ended up talking like 20, 25 minutes about the Mary Kay opportunity and what it can do for people and how passionate we are to support you guys in your dreams. So please know that whatever I say on this call comes from a base of passion for me and Cindy both in terms of what we want other people to experience. Every time somebody reads those accolades, Cindy, I just fall apart. I really do. My girlfriend said, Gloria, I can't believe you get teary-eyed. But I do. I get teary-eyed after 26 years. Next month will be my 27th year with Mary Kay. And I get teary-eyed because of what Mary Kay has given to me. And sometimes you get so caught up in what's going on right now. When you read those accolades and you talk about all those countries that Mary Kay has taken me to, I just get blown away. I do get moved by the income that I've made and the things that I've been able to do with my income. But I really get moved by the lifestyle that I've been able to create because of this choice and this opportunity with Mary Kay. And the reason I get moved so much is because it's so there for everybody. Everybody who has touched the opportunity with Mary Kay can have better in their life because they were exposed to Mary Kay. If they were exposed and said, no, I believe they're better. If they're exposed and say, yes, I believe they are way better. Even in the no, people are aware of what is possible for them, and it starts women dreaming. And that's why I love the interviewing process, because it starts people dreaming. I want to tell you that I thought about this call, and I want to tell every director and DIQ on this call, get excited right now about what is getting ready to happen. In my life right now, my mom's here with me. She's 90 years old in March. She will turn 91 years old, and she has four daughters, and so we move her around from house to house every 3 or 4 or 5 months so that she doesn't go home and be by herself. She thinks she's just visiting us, but we're, of course, keeping her close to us. And I just know that because of this Mary Kay opportunity, it has given me the ability to be a stay-at-home executive mom for my kids, and now I'm a stay-at-home executive mom for my parents. And it makes such a difference that I can have the income I have to make her life easier, but I also can actually literally be here. When I get off the phone with you guys, I'm going to take her to Bridge, and she'll be at Bridge for 3 hours. And I can only do that because of the Mary Kay opportunity. Okay, let's talk, real talk. I always tell people, you know, I'm one of real talk. And, of course, I got a lot to say. So I want to tell every single director that you're in one of two places, and you have to acknowledge it because you can't change what you're not willing to acknowledge. Number one, you're going to be in a very happy place. You're in a very happy place. Oh, my God. The first 6 months were outrageously juicy for you. You are so excited. Your unit's on fire. You are excited. You are clear. They know what's going on. They are clearly on purpose with what you guys are creating. You got it going on. You know. Or you're mad. Mad. M-A-D, mad. Motivated and determined to change things around. See, my thing is, if you're on this conference call, you're not one of those people who want to quit. If you're on this conference call, you're somebody who wants to go further. Some of you on this call are ready to take on London, ready to take on what Mary Kay talked about. Some of you on this call clearly had London in your sight, but it has slipped away from you, and that's not where it is right now. But it's still something that you can capture, or you can still capture something big. The worst thing you can do is give up on this opportunity because you weren't able to get to that particular goal. I want to tell you, I have missed way many more goals. You guys have heard that so many times. I've missed way many more goals than I've made in Mary Kay. But I have mastered how to go after what moves me. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that, because if you don't go after what moves you as a person, instead of what moves your girlfriend, your director, your national, then you're going to lose this race because you can't hold on. And it's all about holding on. Let me just tell you guys, one of my most favorite sayings is from Martin Luther King. He said, don't look at the staircase, just look at the next step. I tell this story a lot to people because we're in the business of building people. And I was one of those people that had to be built. Take me as far as I can see and you'll see further. I tell people that all the time. I honestly believe I have a machine of an area and a machine of a personal unit, a machine of a first line, and a machine of a family. The force of the magic family is because we take it the next step. What's the next step? And when I was a DIQ, you heard that I broke the company record at the time with over $31,000 in production. It was in my third month. I want to tell you, my first month was the average $4,000 to $5,000. My second month was the average $4,000 to $5,000, maybe $6,000. And the third month, we jumped it to $31,000. This is after falling off DIQ three times. What's the lesson there? The company didn't change. The product didn't change. The rules didn't change. I changed. The glory in that is, I change. So the glory in whatever you're doing here is that you can change. The reason I talk about the staircase versus the step, okay, let me say this first. The reason I talk so fast is because it's a personal family trait. My sister talks faster than I do, and I've already had two cups of coffee. So I'm glad this is being recorded because I know I talk fast. And then when I become passionate, I talk even faster. Okay, the lesson about the staircase is it's a couple things. Number one, I know people have signed their agreement, and they said, I signed my agreement in order to become a national sales director, but that was not me. So that's not the story that I teach from. I don't teach from a story that I signed my agreement and I saw, you know, the pinnacle position. I just saw the next step, and I teach people how to see the next step. And so what came to me when I was a DIQ was the Bible verse that the race doesn't go to the swift, it goes to the strong. And it's out of Ecclesiastes. And I tell you something, I believe in this business that we're so busy looking for the superstar to push through our unit that we forget about everybody else that's there. And here's what I want to tell you. Your job is to find the superstar as sales directors and DIQs, absolutely. But that person who pushes through, she pushes through regardless of the product, the rules. She pushes through because of who she is, not because of what you did. I honestly believe my sales director really was significant in my success. She really was. But I honestly also believe that my six national sales directors would have been national sales directors no matter who they came under. I honestly believe that because of who they are. And so, directors, I really want to encourage you to continue to do what Mary Kay Ash said, was to share the opportunity a lot. If you go back to the company, you ask the statistics, they will tell you that the directors in Mary Kay are not as strong personally recruiting on average as they need to. So I just want to say to you, like everyone else has said to you, that if you want a strong business, there's a couple things you can do, and your personal work is certainly a big piece of it. The other thing that you need to know, that if you want to have a huge business in Mary Kay, you have to know in your heart, deep in your soul, in your faith, you have to know this business can be learned. If you do not know that the business can be learned, then you give up on it so quickly that you don't go back and study what you don't know. You just end up being that mouse on the treadmill, you know, that gerbil that kids bring home, and they're running year one, running year two, running year three, running year four. They never self-evaluate. They just look at the situation, they keep doing it, and they end up in the same place year after year after year. The women on this call are not to do that. The women of this call are to evaluate what's going on right now and immediately, right now, make some changes. Okay, so first I want to tell you, when Cindy said, you know, Gloria, we really want the women on this call to learn how to think big and have a quantum leap. And you guys, many of you might have known, I came out with a book called The Quantum Leap. And I just came out with it. And I want you to know that the person who asked me to write it came after me for a long time to write it. I'm like, no. But he knows my record-breaking ability. So I'm going to share with you the 10 points, but that's not what my training is about. But I want you to know that these points are required in order for you to think big and go bigger. And you guys, as you are mentored in this business, which is one of the key components of Mary Kay, is the mentorship. That's the one of the key gifts of this opportunity, is the mentorship. And I want you guys to know, it is not just the mentorship from the people you are directly under. It is the mentorship from everybody. As we get ready to go to leadership, you guys will sit next to people, be in a classroom with people, be on the elevator with somebody, be on the escalator with somebody who could say one thing that could change your direction. One thing can change. And that's why I get so disturbed when people decide not to go to leadership, when they have an opportunity to go to leadership. That's why I get so disturbed when the DIQs and the Red Jackets on one part of the conversation will say, Gloria, I want it. And on the other part of the conversation, they say, I can't go, because it's just that one person, that one story, that one line, that one class, not the entire thing, but that one thing that makes a difference. Okay, 10 points. Number one, make a decision. Make a decision. I want to tell every director, as you're looking for the next 6 months, do something for me. Limit your distractions. Limit your distractions. Number two, confidence. Confidence is the it factor. I want you to know, number one, you need to become more confident. And number two, you need to find women who are confident. I just need you to understand that at every level, confidence is redeveloped. So as we go forward in Mary Kay and break this company record of going from 15,000 Red Jackets to 30,000 Red Jackets, man, oh, man, what will happen if you participate in that? I just want to tell you that every level, when someone joins a company, they get a degree of confidence. And when they go to Red Jacket, they have to increase their confidence in a different direction. When they become a sales director, there's a different degree of confidence. And when you become a senior, there's a different degree. You guys know where I'm coming. A DIQ needs to build her confidence. She has to build it quickly. But I'm just here to tell you that at every level, you got to tell your people that don't hide the fact that when they come into this business, I don't care if she is a medical doctor and she signs her agreement. When she joins Mary Kay, she is building her confidence. The number one thing she needs to know is that she's building it, not that she's building it because you teach her how, but because she's on purpose with building it. Number three, in order to have a quantum leap in anything, let alone in Mary Kay, you got to have vision. You've got to have an imagination, and you've got to have a belief. I remember moving from Boston to Baltimore to Mary Kay. I remember leaving my million-dollar, big, fat meeting. I mean, it was juicy every Monday night, like clockwork. I had a ton of people there. It was exciting. Woo-hoo! I had adoptees up the wazoo, consultants up the wazoo, Reds up the wazoo. I come to Baltimore. Nothing. Zero. One chair at the head table, empty. No Red Jacket, anything. But my imagination was so strong because of the years I had built in Mary Kay. I told them what I was creating. I explained to them what we were creating. I said I left a $1 million unit in Boston. I'm going to create another one down here in Baltimore. I wasn't leaving my Baltimore unit, but I wanted to have the same kind of energy, fun, experience in Baltimore. That's what makes a sales director. It's walking into a room full of people who are ready to have their lives changed. And I want to tell you for a second, I want to tell the sales directors my philosophy as to why unit meetings have been decreased over time. Now, remember, I tell people this all the time. You don't have to agree with me. I tell my new consultants this. I tell my directors this. I tell my girlfriends this. You don't have to agree with me. I'm just telling you glorious truth. This is what I believe happens. Number one, the reasons that we have lower attendance at the meetings is because we beat them up so much about bringing guests. We tell them to bring guests all day long, and when they don't have guests, they don't want to come because they don't. They're not making you happy. People come to the meetings because they're going to make you happy and because they're going to be happy themselves. But we beat them up so much. It's such a dang-gone priority about guests that when they don't have guests, they don't think that they're appealing to you, so they don't come. Number two, I think we give them so much information between Facebook and Voxer and email and blah, 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 blah. They get so much information. Why come to the meeting? I'll get it on the email. I'll get it. Oh, by the way. Number three, we got to work with the women. If we make them feel bad that they don't get there on time or whatever, get them there. You just need to know as a sales director they got to be in this space. They got to be in your space. And number four, the reason I believe that we have low attendance at meetings is because we spend so much time educating and not enough time inspiring. They want to be inspired. When they're inspired, they will educate. There's so many ways to educate them in Mary Kay. We got to be in the storytelling business. I watched the Golden Globes last night, and everybody loves a story. But you make the story out of the people who are at the meeting. It's your story and their life and what they're creating, what they're doing differently. You must become strong at that in order to increase that. But teaching them the vision, teaching them belief, and teaching them how to use their imagination. Remember, as you grow up as a woman, you lose your imagination power because of life, because of illness, because of discouragement, because of tragedies, because of the real thing that happens in life. We lose our ability to imagine. We step into the doors of Mary Kay, and we regain it. But if we don't go to those meetings, if we're not in the space, number five is conference calls. So many dang on conference calls. Why should they show up? And we're having a lot of conference calls thinking that our people from out of town are not connected to us. They're connected. Let them go to a powerful adoptee meeting and be in the space. Even if there's four or five people there, being in the space of success, excitement, energy and excitement will transfer to them, and they'll bring it back to your unit. Okay, number four for Quantum Leap. And you know what? If you're on number 85, it's okay. Just put a bullet. It is the time, emotion, money, and skill management that's required. The time management, the emotional management, the money management, and the skill management required in this business at whatever level you are currently at. Here's a challenge. You take a grand damn director, and she's trying to do her time, money, emotional, and skill management based on a trip director. No. If you're a grand achiever director, there are certain things you need to do at the grand achiever level. You need to get it down pat to move you to the Cadillac level, to move you to a top director level. There's different skill sets that are needed. You need to take a sheet of paper and ask yourself, where am I on this chart, and what is it that I need to learn? And, again, that's where the coaching comes in. Number five is goal setting. I could teach an hour and a half, Cindy, just on goal setting alone. And let me tell you why. Because people are so focused on the staircase, and they don't understand how to get the next step. You guys, seriously, when people ask me how did my unit break a record of over 300 new consultants, number one, I know how to run behind a goal, and that's when the company had a $50 starter kit. But the reason that they were able to do that is because I taught independence and because they were good at getting medals. My unit is good at getting recruiting medals. Why? Because I talk about it all the time, and so they become a machine. When you tell a confident unit where they're going, they believe they can get there. So this is what I want to tell the directors on this call. Between now and June, build a confident unit. When you always put a goal in front of your unit that they miss, they always believe they will miss it. When you put goals in front of your unit that they make, they honestly believe that they will make it and they will work towards making it happen. Leadership training right here is your ability to teach people how to win is important. But it's also very critical, you guys, it's critical that you understand that women love to participate in a team effort more than they love to participate in an individual win. A lot of directors talk to people about the individual win. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't. I'm telling you that you should definitely be all over the individual win, but you must put in front of them a team win. A team win is important. So that goal setting is critical. And the other piece of the goal is that you have to have a right now passionate goal, a right now passionate goal. You know, when you leave seminar and you're going to be the queen of recruiting, the queen of sales, the queen of unit retail, the queen, the this, and then you come back and you hit July and you hit August, that passionate goal just dwindles. Well, in Mary Kay, we get a new year. It's called January. And we get leadership. And we get the DIQs that are on the line. You've got to find a, listen to me carefully, right now passionate goal, a right now passionate goal. And I want you to know that it could be an inside goal, it could be an outside goal, but it's got to be a right now goal. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a second. Okay, so image, personal growth. Image, there's the outside image, and there's the inside image, personal growth. You need to know, as a sales director slash DIQ, where do you falter? Where do you get discouraged? When do you stop? When do you stop giving up on yourself? When do you get mad at people? And when do you get mad at yourself? You know, I talk to people all the time and they say, well, I got to go back and rebuild a unit. You're never rebuilding the unit. You are always perpetually building a unit. There's never a rebuilding. It's always a perpetual building. The only people that feel like that is the people who waited on the superstar to do something. They had a superstar in the unit, and they stopped doing what they did to get the superstar. And when the superstar finishes going through her unit, she's got to start doing it again. Just never stop. Never stop selling the product. Never stop interviewing. Never stop getting a personal medal. Never stop getting 10 new people into your unit per month. Never stop. Number seven is passion. And I talked about that with the right now passion goal. But I just want to tell every leader on this call that you operate within passion or outside of passion. First decide which one it is. And let me tell you how you know. You know you're in passion when you wake up in the morning, can't wait to get to the office, can't wait to get to your desk. You're up at night. Your husband keeps saying, come on, go to bed. No. One more postcard, one more email, one more. That's when you know you're in passion. You're not in passion when you got plenty of time to do nothing, when you don't want to go anywhere, when your girlfriend has to keep saying, come on. If you're the one saying, come on, you're in passion. If you're the one hearing, come on, you're not in passion. You got to find out what it is that you need to do to drive that passion. Number eight is discipline and hustle. And I just want to tell you this. Don't worry about discipline and hustle if you have a right now passion goal. If you have a goal, you believe you can hit it, and it's important to you, you will have the hustle to get it done. I tell this story all the time. I want directors to hear me as you go forward in these next 6 months. Listen to me carefully. When the goal is there, it's like your girlfriend calling you up, and she's telling you that you're going to be a bridesmaid at the wedding. All of a sudden, you don't want to eat dessert. All of a sudden, the Snicker bar is not important to you. All of a sudden, you found, dusted, cleaned off the treadmill that you didn't want to be on 3 weeks ago. But all of a sudden, because the passion has changed, the discipline shows up. Number nine, big deal, people skills and leadership skills. I'm going to talk a little bit about this, but I want you guys to know the type of people skills and leadership skills that you need to gain, that you need to use, changes depending on your people's, depending on your unit size. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But I want you to know that every single person who has achieved their ability to go to leadership, go to London, every single person who's chosen to be a Cadillac director, every single person who's chosen to create a large success in their business has studied, not just imagine they're good at it, but studied leadership skills, studied people who have it, study what they can take away from those people, mix it with their own blessings, and they come out a different person. It takes skill, people skill, and leadership skill. And the most important thing is that you got to be okay with doing it wrong. It's okay. It's only if you stop that you're challenged. And then number 10, woo, it's a big one right now, is short-term sacrifice. Short-term sacrifice. There's got to be a time in this Mary Kay career where you understand that sometimes you sacrifice and sometimes you ride. Sometimes you sacrifice and sometimes you ride, depending on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to create something big, you're into short-term sacrifice. If you've done it big and it's time to take a break and everybody needs to take a break in this business, then that's when you ride. But you got to decide when you ride, because and that is going to be determined by what you need, either the finances, the recognition, the income. It will determine when you ride and when you have short-term sacrifice. Okay, so here are a couple of notes that I wanted to make sure I told you before we get off the line, and they're very important to me for you guys to hear this. Number one, unit size matters. And what Cindy was talking about when she talked about 5 by the 15th, I really work hard to press my directors to understand that Mary Kay Ash said that 10 unit members grows. So I want you guys to evaluate. Do me a favor. Evaluate. Go back over your last 6 months and ask yourself, do I average 10 or more agreements per month? Even the DIQs, do I average 10 or more agreements per month? Because your ability to understand that unit size is one of the most important components after you know how to book, coach, sell, and interview. I didn't say recruit. I said interview. You can name it recruiting, obviously, but here's the challenge I see is that most directors stop interviewing. I honestly believe that if you interview, you'll recruit. So after you do those, it's unit size. 10 by the 15th. No, I mean, sorry, 5 by the 15th, 10 by the 30th. 5 by the 15th, 10 by the 30th. You keep doing that, you will build a machine, okay? Where your unit size is will determine what you need to be doing, okay? So if you do not have a recruiting unit, your personal work is required. If you do not have a recruiting unit, your personal work is required, and that work is selling enough product to find the ambitious women who would turn around and figure it out for themselves. When you talk to strong, strong, strong people in Mary Kay, they're not looking or talking about what someone did or didn't do for them. They are not talking about what somebody did or didn't do for them. They are very prideful on what they figured out, and they are busy lifting up other people about how they were a vision in front of them. I came up under Shirley Hutton and then came up under Marilyn Welly Vallely and then came up under Sherry Windsor. And I will tell you, honestly, they were my national sales directors, but it wasn't so much the fact that they called me or they worked with me or they sent me a postcard. It was the vision that they had in front of me. And it was the vision that I held on to that took me across the line, okay? If you don't have people moving up in your unit, like you have size, but you don't have people moving up, it's your leadership skills. It's your leadership and people skills. That's what needs the most. And the problem with some leaders is that we don't stay in the game long enough to fix it. That means that if they do personal work, they do personal work long enough, and then they stop. Or they do their leadership work long enough to find a superstar, and then they stop. Okay, so next thing I want to talk to you about as we go forward in this business, I want you guys to totally embrace the power of the qualified consultant, the power of the qualified consultant. Do not get it twisted. Gloria Mayfield Banks, I'll tell you something. People will describe me as motivating, and they'll describe me as charismatic, but I promise you the gift that God gave me the most was strategy. I am so excited that he made me a motivator. I'm so excited that he gave me the gift of charisma. And I have worked hard on both of those arenas. I really have, you guys. I mean hard. When I tell you hard, I've worked hard on those degrees. But I really really understand strategy. And when I look 6 months out and I see what Mary Kay is taking the sales directors, and I see what they're talking about with the red jackets, and I see what they're talking about with the qualified, and I see that they're giving you unlimited income and blah, blah, they're giving you a six-month notice telling you to get good on being qualified, good on teaching your unit to be excited about qualified, good on having them have the client base to be qualified. You talk about it. You work about it. Don't get it twisted. Okay, so now I was listening to a CD from Ann Newberry recently, and I want you guys to know that at this level still, I'm always looking for more information. School's never over for the pro, and I listen to Ann talk about how she listened to Mary Kay, and I've been telling people lately, you know, when we think about Mary Kay and we read her books and we see her on the big screen and we hear snippets of her training, when I hear somebody from like an Ann Newberry who sat at her feet, who got on a plane from Boston to Dallas every month to attend Mary Kay's director meetings, hello. I loved what she talked about, which was she talked to women about the opportunity Mary Kay has to change their life because of the money they could make. I want you guys to hear me. Mary Kay Ash was rock in this opportunity because of the finances it could give women to change their life, even if it was how much do you need to do to have a dishwasher? How much do you need to do to support the reduction of the stress your husband is going through? How much money do you need to be if you are going to be or are a single parent? How much do you need to help your son or daughter in her medical experience? How much do you need for the – I mean, she talked to them about money. Now, every national sales director has their own platform. I've said this forever. My platform is financial independence for women. And it's not because of the money that you can make, but it's what you can do with the money. So I really do talk to – but here's what I do know. Listen carefully, you guys. About 10%, maybe 20% of the population is money motivated. Most women are not money motivated. But here's what you do need to know. If it's not hardcore cash that motivates them, it's what money can do for them. Maybe it's the sort of their support of their family. Maybe it's security. Maybe it's a trip. Maybe it's something, but it's something. My point is that you got to put a team goal in front of them, and then you move them individually. And Cindy and I were talking, and she reminded me of this class that I talked about, that when you deal with a woman and you get to her truth, you know you're at her truth when she's emotional. You know you're at her truth when she starts crying. Okay, so my truth happens when I see other people get this opportunity. Get it. Like, they get it. They understand it. They learn how to sell the product. They understand that the TimeWise Repair sells for $200, and they get with me. Why do sales directors sell $600 when they could sell $1,500 and turn their life around? Why don't we understand that if you're selling $1,000 to $1,500 a week, that you can easily recruit when you tell the truth at the table? When I stand up at the table way back in the day and I said I was a single parent because I had gone through domestic violence and therefore I was abused and because I was dyslexic, but I love this opportunity and, you know, I made this much money last week. People would ask me over and over again, Gloria, how could you go metal? How could you go metal? Well, I'd stand up and tell the truth. I didn't hide it. I didn't hide it, you guys. Your freedom is in your truth. What are you saying about it? You know, there's no tricks to the book sale coach recruit. So I just want to tell you that. I want to tell you, if money doesn't do it for you, I'm so okay with that. Here's what I want to tell you. It doesn't matter what motivates you. Just thank God that you're motivated, and run with it. Find out what moves you and run with it. And don't let anybody judge you and tell you it's wrong. It doesn't matter what other people think. What matters most is what you know about you. Okay, so for me, I run a race. I love the race. If you know you like a race, I don't care where you are in this business. It's called sales, and you must, write this down, you must learn to win, and you must learn to teach other people to win. And everybody is ranked. When you're in sales, you're ranked. It doesn't matter. You're ranked. So find out where you're ranked and tell your people where they can win. As a group, and individually? What number are they in the unit? What number are they on your DIQ team? What number are they in the national area? Tell them where they are. And understand that if you don't get moved by the race, maybe they do. If they get moved by the things that they can do for their family, let them know what has done for your family. But understand what moves you, and don't judge them what moves them. Directors, you want to have a quantum leap between now and July? Okay, then you find the ambitious winning woman. And let me tell you, let me tell you why that's important. The ambitious winning woman is not a woman that you have to show everything to. An ambitious winning woman is a woman that you have to show that it's available to her and she's going to figure it out. Number two, an ambitious winning woman is not a whiner. She's a doer. She has solutions. An ambitious winning woman is extremely coachable once she sees this opportunity. She understands how to rip somebody's face off to cross the line. That's what you're looking for, ambitious winning women. That doesn't mean she's not shy when she first comes in the door. That doesn't mean that she doesn't have fears. That doesn't mean that she's not confused. That doesn't mean anything. It just means that you look at her background, and if she was a doer prior to coming into Mary Kay, she's going to be a doer when she comes into Mary Kay, given the opportunity and given the right method of bringing her along. And, again, bringing her along is teaching her those very first steps and letting her understand there's a lot of different ways to do Mary Kay right, but you got to stick with this program and, you know, really figure out what works best for you, your lifestyle, your situation or whatever. But it's all about finding the ambitious women. And here's what I see so many times, especially with my DIQs, for the DIQs that are listening, listen to me carefully. You think that your job is to find somebody who needs help and help her. Your job is to give her this opportunity and lead her by example. And if she needs help, she'll get it. It's really important that you guys stop using that word, I'll help you, and start using the word, I'll show you. When I'm interviewing a person, I'll say to them, I don't know what you're going to bring to the table. I do know I can teach you how to sell $400 or more a week. This is what I used to say. I do know what I can show you because I've done it. So I don't know what you'll bring, but if you bring the desire to overcome, if you bring a desire to be educated, if you bring a desire to have more independence, if you bring a desire to improve yourself, then you can probably grow massively in this business depending on what you bring. So I just want to tell you, and the other way in which you bring ambitious women into your fold is to be intentional about it. It is just the power of attraction. By saying it over and over again, making goal posters all around your house that look like the women that you're bringing in, being able to be very focused. And, you know, I talk about goal posters so much to my area. I didn't talk about it this, but I will tell you, if you look back over the last 6 months and you ask yourself as a sales director, do I make a monthly goal poster? Do I make a monthly goal poster with a tremendous amount of clarity for me and my people? Is it in at least 5 different areas where I see it all the time? And if it is, great. And if it isn't, you need to fix it because it will make a difference. I have goal posters. I'm looking at it right now in my office. I got one in my kitchen. I look at them all the time. Okay, then I want to talk to you about becoming a pro at building stars. Now, in Mary Kay, we used to talk about stars all the time. We're still talking about stars. It's still a big part of our business, but watch me. You heard it from me first. As we talk about the STAR program, it's going to be broken down, and you're going to see the Qualified program and the Red Jacket program become more of a priority than the STAR program. You watch. But because it's still a big program, I want you guys to know this. Qualified program means you're going to have a lot more people attempting to be a part of it and being a part of it. At the STAR program, you're going to be able to celebrate the high achievers. And these are the 3 areas that every director needs to learn. How to bring in stars, you must be visionary, and find people who are capable. And you must learn how to articulate how to be a star. It's not just about finding the product. It's not just about finding the credit. But it's really, how do I articulate the value of coming in with inventory. And if there's any question, and she's capable, did I take her to watch me sell? One of the things I love about Lisa Matson's area is she's got a beast of a machine, because for years she's just really been in people's face about taking your new consultant with you to the appointment. If you take her to the appointment, she sells nothing. She still loves you because you still have this opportunity, even when you sell nothing. If you take her to the appointment and she sees you make $100 an hour, she's going to go home and tell her husband, I have got to get inventory because it makes a difference. How can you make this business easy for you guys? How can you bring in more stars? Bottom line, bam, let them watch you work. The same for ambitious women. If she wants to be a red jacket, let her watch you do an interview, not bring guests, bring guests, bring guests, bring guests, bring guests, and I'll do it for you. But go with me to one of my interviews. Take me to one of your interviews. Let me see you. Let me show you how I articulate it. Let me show you how I overcome objections. Let me show you how I talk to her and look her in the eye and understand her fears. Let me tell her how easy it is to start and how it's okay to stop if that's what she wants to do. But it's different one-on-one than it is in a group. So bringing in the stars. Number two is building a star. Building stars from your consultants that are already in your unit, and that is going to be based on how she starts and the recognition. Meaning she starts at a qualified, or she starts at 200, or she starts at 800, and she builds to the star, how she works and the recognition given. And then repeat stars. Star once, star twice, star three times, star four times, star 11 times, star 15 times. It's going to be based on your accountability system, which I call the weekly accomplishment sheet, the vision, her commitment to the work, and her confidence. A woman is a repeat star over and over again, not just because of what she's done, but what she believes she's going to do. Your March stars are going to be stars because of what they've done, January, February, March, and because of what they believe they're going to do, April, May, and June. And that's why they'll do a big order in March. So you have to have those things down packed. I want to tell every director on this call, when I talk about a goal, I need for you guys to decide, redecide where you're going to be on the seminar stage. Do not get it twisted that when we talk to women and they say, I'm not going to be on the stage. The stage is important. That's what we do. That's what we do in sales directors. And I want to tell you, because they have changed the National Court of Sharing Rules, if your unit is not on and popping like you need it to be, if you're not developing stars, reds, cars like you want to be, if you're not at that place where your income is rock solid and your family can depend on it, then to me, the National Court of Sharing is the thing to beat, because it's new, it's hot, it's challenging, and it requires a skill. Bring them in and get them going. Bring them in and get it going. When people ask me, Gloria, what has been some of the biggest pieces of your business? And I will tell you, it's three times on the National Court of Sharing back to back. And so as you reevaluate it, I'm clear that there are some people on this call that have zero in for the National Court of Sharing and will do it by seminar. Or there's some of you that have 10 already qualified and you've already given up on the goal. Don't give up on that goal. That goal is really a big part, and I want to make sure that you're 100% clear. I want to say to the directors, please master the skill. By the third of the month, always know that you're in charge of creating your income. You got to take that director chart. You got to fill in the places that you're going to get paid. You create your paycheck. You don't do your best. That's not how you do it. You create your paycheck. And once you have a paycheck created, it's your roadmap. And once you have the roadmap, then you do your best. That's how you do your best, when you know what you're doing. You don't want to be that little gerbil running around. Where are you supposed to put your attention? My husband said this the other day, and it really mastered my mind. Consistency over time yields results. consistency over time yields results. Doing the same thing over and over and over again, as long as it's the right thing over again. I want to ask the directors and the DIQs to listen to this. I want you to listen to who you're hanging around. Who are you hanging around? It's not that you need to be around a bunch of people. It's that you need to be around the right people. You guys, I have people in my area, you know, the Nationals talk about it all the time. Every national area looks pretty much the same in one way or the other. You know, we all have this or that and this or that. Each director has this or that. Each consultant has this or that in her customer base. It's just that some of us garnish more than others of certain things. But I want to tell you guys, seriously, who do you hang around? The reason I bring that up is that I have women in my unit who clearly are Cadillac women. Clearly Cadillac women. But they're not driving Cadillacs. I wonder if they're hanging around the right kind of people who are telling them, it's okay if you don't sell. It's okay if you don't hold an interview. It's okay if you got drama going on in your life. Everybody's got drama. Everybody's got illness. Everybody's got challenges. I'm not telling you that you don't have certain ones in your life at certain times that are the reason that you stop, because life is real. And we have real challenges. But that's why you hear us say it all the time, work when you can. So when you can't, you're okay. Work while you can, because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring you. I want to talk to you guys about the power of recognition. Do you really know how to move people by celebrating them, or are you moving people by telling them what to do? People want to know, go where they're celebrated, not where they're tolerated. And so I want to ask you, are you moving people and celebrating them along the way? I'm not telling you to celebrate the low things that they do, but I am telling you to celebrate them, because where they celebrate, they will participate. The other thing I want to tell you is the power of forgiveness. Forgive yourself. Oh, my gosh. Stay in the present. Don't think about November or December or October. Don't think about the last 6 months. Think about where you're going. If you're not sure how to do that, take a sheet of paper and write down all your powerful characteristics. Where are you great? And then write down the things you feel you need to move forward on, where you need to be challenged. But the first thing you need to do is you need to forgive yourself, and you need to forgive others who have disappointed you. It's not all about you. You know what I'm saying? It's just they don't hurt you because they want to hurt you. They hurt you mostly because they didn't know they hurt you. And so many times we get discouraged when a consultant says she's going to do this, or Red Jacket says she's going to do this, or blah, 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 says she's going to do that, and she's going to do that, and then she doesn't do it. And then the other thing is that sometimes you bring in an ambitious winning woman, and she doesn't become ambitious winning. The winning part doesn't happen overnight. Ask yourself, how long did it take you to come to the business? Sign your agreement, figure it out, and then see what's happening. I'm telling you right now, directors, listen to Gloria Mayfield Banks when she tells you, kill to get them at the Red Jacket Supper. Kill to get them at Career Conference Supper. Take everybody who literally says they want to go or get into the supper, because when they get to the supper, then you're going to be able to take them. They're already going to be a career conference. They're already going to be a winner. They're already going to fill your unit, and it's going to be very, very powerful. So forgive yourself, forgive others, and start all over again. Speak the truth. Speak truth to yourself. Speak truth to your family. Don't apologize for the fact that you want to be powerful. Don't apologize, because you can't give what you don't have. And if you have it, you can give it away. Whatever moves you, take it as best you can. It's very critical that you know your numbers. So that little chart that Connie Kitson worked really hard with a company for the directors that talk about your unit analysis for the last 6 months, understand it, know it, and speak your truth. What is it saying about you and your people? And tell them and let them know, and then go about making a difference. Because what you look like in January can look extremely different in June, extremely different. And then I'm going to end with this. As women, I want to tell you, that big old S on your chest that says Superwoman, I would love to tell every leader in Mary Kay that you have to get help. I don't know why we shy away from it, But people who help you is just the baseline necessary when you run a business. Do you need more secretarial help? Do you need more house help? Do you need somebody to clean your home? Why are you spending time doing the things you're not supposed to be doing? And listen to me. If you can't afford it, you'll never be able to afford it. If there's product on your shelf, you can make a difference for you, for your family, and you can clearly make a difference for the person that you're hired, that you've hired, because you're an entrepreneur. And the entrepreneurs of America are the number one place where we're going to make a difference for this country. So I'm just telling you that. You frustrate yourself. You kill yourself. You take away your ability to do abundance because you spend your time doing penny things. It is very critical that if you're going to have a quantum leap, if you're going to allow yourself to be big, if you're going to go from, like Jamie says, from the, what she say, from the pit to the palace, that's what she says. If you're going to do that, it's going to mean that you're going to have others surround themselves and help you. Some of it's going to come from consultants who are excited to help you. So that's considered to be free help. And some of it's going to be paid help. But I'm here to tell you that if it's January and you want to be at a different place in June, all of us, whether you're happy or not, you need to get mad about it, motivated and determined to do something big. And let's make something outrageous happen. You got to do the ridiculous in order to experience the miraculous. And that's what I have for you, Cindy.
Gloria, oh, my gosh. Yes. Can you hear me, girl?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm
I got you.
So many pages of notes. I know you need a drink of water.
I know, right? That's what I'm doing.
So many things. And I could go on and on. But, you know, what you said about having a monthly goal poster. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're sitting in your desk, you said this at NSD Summit. If you're
right.
sitting at your desk, what do you see? Do you
right.
see your goal poster? What's on your front door? You said it needs to be on your front door so that everybody
mm-hmm.
in your house knows
right.
what your
right.
goal is this
right.
month, this seminar year, and how many of us are really, really, truly doing it. Well, I know there's some nationals that want to come on the line and just affirm Gloria really quick as we're wrapping up.
Oh.
They got a star 6 to unmute yourself, y'all.
Gloria.
There you go.
Yes, it's Joanne Fertilin. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Joanne?
Oh, my goodness. Let me just be clear. Gloria, it's Jesus and Gloria who motivate this woman. I'm just saying, I need a cup of Jesus and a cup of Gloria every morning, not just Monday morning, every morning. You inspire, you motivate, you challenge, you take us all to a level that is supernatural. It is so supernatural, Gloria. You are so anointed. You are so gifted by God to elevate everyone around you, this company. I feel a movement under my feet because of you, my friend, and I am so grateful. I love you. Thank you for taking your time this morning to pour into all of us. Like Cindy said, pages of notes, pages,
oh,
my
thank
brain.
You, Joanne. Love you. Can't wait to see you in a minute. Thank you so
much. I can't wait. Thank you, Gloria.
Gloria, Carrie Buskirk here.
Hi, Carrie.
Good morning, Carrie.
I love you, but I love your brain. I love your energy. I love listening to your speeches. If you gave a speech every year the rest of my life, it would motivate me. But hearing you teach, hearing the truth, we are at different places in our life at different times,
right.
and we hear things
right.
differently when we're different places.
Mm-hmm.
And you, my
right.
friend, are exactly what I need, and it's what people need. And God got me into the office this morning on the phone to hear you. I know why you're where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You make it believable to everyone,
mm-hmm.
even though you've had such success. You make it about the work and the passion, which
mm-hmm.
is what Mary Kay was about. I cannot say enough. I can't even think of the words to say.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
Thank
I love you.
So
Thank
much.
You so much. I'll see you in a minute for real.
Bye.
Hey, Cindy, it's Kim Walker.
Good morning,
Kim Walker. And I just absolutely had to say something, obviously, because my recruiter, my senior, I mean, but you know what I wanted to say, because people don't know this, obviously, but for 25 years, Gloria has been strategizing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember Gloria, and I was in the unit, too, as my order, too.
Yeah.
When she earned her Cadillac, she had the strategy that she was working on, but she didn't know she won the Cadillac. And I remember Gloria being in the basement, and you're like, I won the Cadillac. And I'm like, okay, but you did not, like, because she was focused on a strategy for what she needed for her family. We didn't know what she was going through, but she was about she is about a strategy. Another
right.
thing, Gloria, is so true to this, and I'm saying it because I want the directors to know that,
right.
you know, she is consistent in her work ethic. I remember going to Detroit one time, picking her up from the airport, and her father wasn't at the house. And her sister said, I said, well, where's your dad? He said, oh, no, he's never here when Gloria leaves for the airport. I said, well, why not? Because she's like a tornado going through the house. And she has so much energy. And she's always had that energy. But she's driven and energized, and she's disciplined. And I remember, Gloria, when I moved to Detroit and you were, you know, Ken, we're dating, and you would be out of town, I'd be at your house. And I remember
right.
the gold posters in your closet for your
right.
fabulous body. I remember those things. And so when you talk about, you know, I remember everything. That's the whole talk show. But I remember, guys,
right.
this is consistently Gloria. It is no, and it wasn't about, you know, the things we see that the world makes us focus on. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it is a legitimate interest and calling to do what she's doing. From the beginning of 25 years when she recruited me to this day. And, Gloria, I thank you. I thank you. I appreciate you. And
thank
I know
you,
all
Kim.
These ladies do, too. So thank you, Gloria. I love
thank
you.
Thank you so much for that. She's got memory like an ironclad.
And
thank
so
you,
have,
thank
you had go posters for your physique?
Yes, I still do.
Well, that's what I need. That's the missing piece of the puzzle right there.
That's funny. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to get me one of those. That's my right now goal, right now, is to get me one of those. Wow. Anybody else? Really quick, one more.
Gloria, this is Pam Cheek.
And
you continue to teach us to be strategic, intentional, deliberate, and then to do it. So I thank you continuously because, I mean, you just continue to remind us. You already know what to do. Go do even more of what you know to do, but be very strategic, intentional, deliberate, to study what you said, not just leave it here. I hope that we will not be collectors of information here, but we will be doers of information. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you so much. Love you, love you. See you in a minute. For real, see you in a minute.
I know. Well, y'all, this has been amazing, this call. I know everybody's just like me. Gloria, you gave us so much truth, and you reminded us of so many things that Mary Kay taught us, you know, like the bee is the key, you know.
Right.
The key
right.
is the bee, and that if you have tried to give up on whatever you set your goal at, you know, at the last seminar, your right now goal, you know, needs to be the B, the
right.
B. And because then you'll come out stronger and ready for all those other goals. And then you said, if I'm not wrong, that you credited your fast track movement that you had with 3 consistent years back to back of the B.
Right.
3
That's
consistent
right.
years of back to back B. And it really yeah. is the key. Well, thank you again so, so much, everybody. And sure enough, we will see a lot of you anyway.
Yeah.
In Nashville at
right.
the booth.
And they can
scoop
hit me up
party.
On Facebook. I love to hear what they're doing in their business. If they hit me up on Facebook, I'll hear them.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Cindy,
Fantastic.
So much.
Have a blessed week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.